Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. All right, we got Trolling or Rolling with our man Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. But in the meantime, we're going to return to baseball. An interesting story out of St. Louis. Now, David Freese, who was a very solid infielder for the Cardinals, and he's also from St. Louis, was voted by the fans to be in the club's Hall of Fame, the Cardinals Hall of Fame, obviously right, not the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he, after much thought and deliberation, turned it down because he didn't think he was worthy of being in the Cardinals Baseball Hall of Fame.
And he grew up in St. Louis, Chris. Like, he grew up as a Cardinals fan. He had liked to play for your hometown team, and he has the utmost respect for all the players who are in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall. You know what I mean? I want to just give some context. Like, he's not dissing the organization or anything like that.
He didn't think he was good enough.
He's worthy, right.
But look. He was not a great player. He won't have any consideration for the Baseball Hall of Fame and all that. But I think he should have accepted the honor. And I agree, it's not a disrespectful thing to the team because, you know, he's doing it out of the right place. Like, his attitude is just, I wasn't good enough. I don't think I belong in there. But the fans think you belong. The fans voted you in. And again, I'm not going to say he's disrespecting them or anything. But Rob, the reason they voted, first of all, he was a solid player. He made an all-star team. He was a career 277 hitter.
Chris,
he
wasn't that's a not power Hall of hitter. Fame.
Hold
that's
on. Not... Look, we ain't talking Hall of Fame. We're talking about the team's Hall of Fame. And you know what he did in 2011 to lead them to that World Series was nothing short of magical. We still remember Kirk Gibson. Kirk Gibson was nobody's Hall of Famer, but we remember Kirk Gibson for the shot that he, the home run he hit for the Dodgers.
And he's not going to be in the Dodgers Hall of Fame. He's not going to be in the Dodgers Hall of Fame.
Well, he also didn't say it was one hit. This guy set a team and Major League Baseball playoff records for total bases and RBIs during their run to the World Series championship. He was the National League Championship Series MVP and the World Series MVP. Like, he caught lightning in a bottle, man, and got busy. They don't have that championship without him. So I think he should have accepted it.
I give the guy a lot of credit because all the Hall of Fames are watered down. They're putting everybody and anybody in. And he's saying, I got standards. I had a great World Series. I had 1 year. I was unbelievable. But 1 year, Chris, and one run doesn't make you worthy of a team's Hall of Fame. Some of the greatest players, Stan the Man Musial, one of the greatest hitters in baseball history, is a St. Louis Cardinal. He's in the St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Fame. He's saying to himself, I don't belong in the same sentence with him or Lou Brock or Ozzie Smith, who won 14 straight gold gloves. And I'm not talking about the Baseball Hall of Fame, Chris. I'm talking about in St. Louis. Right. He's just saying, I did have a great run, and I understand why the fans would love him, Chris. You never forget when you win a World Series as a fan. Am I right? It don't happen
that often. Yeah, that's what you want.
But does that mean you belong in the Hall of Fame? And the I know it's not the Baseball Hall of Fame, but the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame. That's a storied franchise. It's not like, Chris, other than the Yankees, which team has won more World Series? Second place to the Yankees.
No, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. They're that kind of franchise. This is not like, well, Tampa Bay won only one World Series and David Freese was the guy who got it done. You're in the Tampa Bay Hall of Fame, right? If you only won one and he was the reason why. That makes sense?
Well, when was the last one they won?
Oh, it was after that. What was that? That's 2011?
No, it was him. They've been in another one.
Oh,
but the
been,
last
okay.
one they won was 2011.
So that was a
who
was that,
knows
12
when they'll
ago.
Win another one.
That was 12 years ago.
They ain't looking like they're going to win it this year. That's for darn sure.
Hey,
I mean, I get it. Look, obviously he's not, I mean, Stan Musial and guys like that. Of course not.
Right.
Ozzie Smith. But still, I mean, they deemed it like, man, our last great, I mean, they've had great, very good teams since then. So it's not like that's the last year they were good.
Right, right, right.
But it's
just
the
haven't
last
won the World
year they
Series,
won
right.
it. And who knows when they'll win it again. And he was, I don't know what happened to him that year, Rob, but he was something special that in that run. That's what
no, he had an unbelievable
that
run. And you know, baseball is
well.
A baseball is a streaky thing, Chris. You
yep.
could be hot for 2 or 3 weeks, or you could be ice cold and not get a hit in the postseason.
Yeah,
like,
no
it's
doubt.
Either or feast or famine. But, Chris, let me just spin this a little bit, okay? Because David Freese didn't want to go in, think about the sports, all sports, not just baseball. Who would you take out of the Hall of Fame? Who do you think, who would you take out if you're, and we want to hear from you guys too listening. Who doesn't belong? Who would you say got in and you would want to take them out of the Hall of Fame? And Chris, I got a couple.
Well, I got one off the top of my head,
Scott Rowland, we both agree, okay? This is the odd couple's going to agree.
Yeah.
Scott Rowland would be number one, Chris. He would be out of the Hall of Fame. In the NBA, it would be Tracy McGrady
out of the Hall of Fame. Man, I'm not going there.
Okay, hold on. And my last one, John Riggins, Chris. You remember with the Washington. John Riggins made one Pro Bowl. He was an All-Pro one, but he won that Super Bowl, so he got in with Washington. But he only made one Pro Bowl and one All-Pro, Chris. That ain't a Hall of Fame career.
I hear you. But look, Riggins, for most of his career, was thought of as a average, solid back, right? I mean, he was okay. But, Rob, I tend to agree with you. But he put together a stretch. It was 2 years, really, where dude was freaking dominant. Remember that? Like, when they
Chris,
won
All-Pro?
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I mean,
and
look, it ain't easy to be All-Pro, especially back in that era as
a running back. No, but you would think more than once is what I'm saying.
I feel you, but do you agree that right there at that run in the 80s, Riggins was like one of the top running backs in the league? He had a 1,300-yard season and 24 touchdowns, which led the league.
Let me ask you this.
And then he had another year. He had 1,200 the next year and 14. I get it, but it was kind of his impact felt outsized during that little run they had.
But, Chris, even during those 2 years you're talking about?
Yep.
3.6 yards a carry. That's not impressive. That's not like you got to go to the Hall of Fame. 3.6.
They handed
him the ball a lot.
Yep. And they went to back-to-back Super Bowls too, remember? So that
Right,
that
I'm
probably,
saying his name
I
was
mean,
up
if
there.
They were like the top, right. They were a top team, and he was the bell cow.
He was the horse.
So I agree. I mean, it did feel like if you had asked me, you know, before we brought up the topic, how many Pro Bowls did John Riggins make?
I wouldn't think it was one.
Four or five. Yeah, I would have thought he made more. But he wasn't a phenomenal running back by any stretch.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
I get that.
So we agree on Scott Rolen, who just got in, is going to be enshrined.
We don't agree on Tracy McGrady.
Okay. No. Give me an NBA. Give me somebody from the NBA that you just off the top of your head who got in.
Off the top of my head. I mean, I don't.
You don't have anybody
I'd
like
have to
you
look
thought.
At the list, yeah.
Okay.
Before I came with somebody off the top of my head. You have anybody else?
So, Rob G, jump in here too, because you're in tune. I was thinking, not NBA-wise, I was trying to think, in the NFL, there's some like kickers, Chris, who don't have, John Stenerud, you remember him?
Jan Stenerud. Yeah.
Jan Stenerud, I'm sorry, yeah. Jan Stenerud, right? You remember him?
Yeah, but he was a great kicker.
Okay.
I mean, we could argue about a lot of kickers. You know?
And Chris, guess how many percent? What was his percentage?
How many kickers are even in? Well, I'm looking at it now.
He converted only 67% of his six. Chris, not even 75. 67. That's missing. You're making two out of three. That's not great.
I will say this:
like when you go to Adam Vinatieri, I bet you if you look up, I bet you look up Adam Vinatieri. I bet you he's at 80%, Chris, or somewhere like that. Like.
Adam Vinatieri, percentage of field goals made, 83.8.
Well, 83? Yep. I mean, that's Hall of Fame.
I'll say this, though, Robin. I'm not going to name names. I'm not trying to take anybody out of Hall of Fame. They're in. But if you go back in the day, and I'm even accounting for, like, the difference in stats, and I'm talking about football, basketball, maybe even baseball. I haven't looked as closely at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But, and again, I'm understanding the era, right? I'm not holding the quarterbacks to the same standard, right, as they are held today because it was such a different game and all that. But there are guys, and again, in the NBA, that you're like, wow. I mean, when you really break down their numbers or their winning or lack thereof, you do say, wow, he was a Hall of Famer. You know, there's a basketball player I can think of, and I actually am a big fan, but only made one All-Star team and not in, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He made one All-Star team. I mean, you brought up John Riggins. And so it was a little different back then.
How about Bill Bradley? Bill Bradley with the Knicks, one All-Star game.
Yeah. And he made, if I'm not mistaken... Okay, no, he may. Okay, yeah.
What?
Well, I thought he might have. It's DeBuscher, I think, who's on the top 50. And now, DeBuscher's on the all 75 team. Now, he made eight all-star teams, but.
So that's different from Bill Bradley, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you think one all-star game? Like, for real, that's not Hall of Fame. That's just not.
No, I feel you. But, hey, they're in, and, you know,
Your Hall of
Fame?
This
is interesting. I would love to hear people, what if there's anybody they have who think, you know, guys should be out.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Who do you think is in a professional Hall of Fame, basketball, football, or baseball, who shouldn't be? Who should take themselves out like David Freese did? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. If you could, who would you take out of the Hall of Fame? Football, basketball, or baseball?
This will be interesting, Chris, right? It really would be. All right, here we go. Trucker Don in Boston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Trucker Don?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. You know that. I'm still waiting for your TV show to come on in the morning so I can have some good morning entertainment.
All right, hey, there you go.
But I called in. You guys hit a good spot with me with this Hall of Fame thing, because I always shook my head and wondered how Joe Namath made the Hall of Fame. Now, wow. I know his I know his brashness, you know, with the Super Bowl prediction and everything else, you know, made him a little bit more bigger than life. But I just, I always should scratch my head with him. And I love Joe Namath as a, you know.
No, yeah, your point, Trucker Don, like his numbers aren't, Chris, you know that. We've gone over his numbers. They're not that impressive.
They're not. At all. Even for that era. Now, he was the first guy to throw for 4,000 yards.
That's true. Because remember, AFC used to throw the ball. AFL, I'm sorry. They used to throw the ball, unlike the NFL where they ran the ball. So he did do that, but predicting the Super Bowl was huge.
For those, and again, the numbers were different back then.
Yeah.
But he completed 50% of his passes, had 173 touchdowns, and 220 interceptions. So, yep.
All right. Thank you, Trucker Don.
That's New York, somewhat, the power of New York. And, the AFL beating the NFL, you know.
That caused the merger, Chris. Yeah. That was huge. It was huge. Remember, the Colts, Baltimore Colts, were 16-point favorites in that Super Bowl.
Right.
Jabari in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jabari?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good,
man. How are you?
Doing good. So this is actually interesting because I remember when I was, this was like last year, a couple years, and me and my friend were actually talking about the Hall of Fame, about, maybe how is it getting easier. I'm going to make it quick, but I want to go down a list on a few. Scott Rowland, honestly, I was kind of thinking to myself, like, maybe I should defend this guy, see if there's a case. But the only thing I could look at is, he was the best. He was one of the best defensive third baseman of all time. I was looking like, that ain't really enough for me to say that man's a Hall of Famer. And then I was looking at basketball, and this might be controversial. I don't know how you and how Rob or Chris would think, but I'll say this right now. I don't think that Chris Webber, Grant Hill should be Hall of Famers. I don't even think that Tim Hardaway should be a Hall of Famer. No disrespect to those guys, but I don't think they did anything that was Hall of Fame enough for the NBA. I understand that the basketball, they have criteria and everything, but I think that the Hall of Fame should be strictly for the NBA and the WNBA. I don't think
I would like to see the Basketball Hall of Fame like split and just be the NBA Hall of Fame.
Chris,
and
that
maybe
should be
now
that
it's
should,
just not going to happen, but yeah.
But that Grant, should be Silver's, that should be Silver's of, legacy, Chris. He should create an NBA Hall of Fame. I'm serious. Like, it's not to take away from the...
Would you have a separate... So would you just have an NBA Hall of Fame and then a Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yep, because the basketball takes everything into account. When he talks about Chris Webber, he was an iconic college player.
But there's... And I hear you, because I think, again, I think it should be separate. I just don't know how you do it smoothly now.
Yeah.
Like, you got two, you know what I mean? Do you take all the NBA players out of the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No, you don't have to take them out. They could get dual Hall of Fame, to still be in the overall, but I would do my own. Hey, Chris in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Chris?
All right, guys. A great topic, by the way. First time, long time for the record.
Thank you.
Oh, great to have you.
And it moved you to call. We appreciate that. You know what, Chris? We're always trying to look for different angles on stuff, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, no, and this topic, guys, okay, so I got two players, one NFL, one baseball, and just I'm going to throw it out there and see. By the way, Scott Rowland, a Hall of Very Good.
Yes, right. Yes, we all agree. I know.
And then all these guys you name will probably be in that.
Yep.
Hall of Very Good. I think, honestly, I'm going to throw two names out there, and I'd be curious for your take. I think Larry Walker, Hall of Very Good.
I agree.
Chris and I are in lockstep. Larry Walker's not a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry.
I completely agree. I can't name one highlight of his that goes, wow, he's a Hall of Famer, and why a guy like Dave Parker, who should be alone on that All-Star throw in 79, God.
Yeah, Parker was something special.
Yeah, and I don't know why maybe he's not in. I know he had some issues, but he dominated his era, so that's my criteria for baseball. Yep. And then the NFL, you guys might disagree. I just think another Hall of Very Good, but he got the stats. Curtis Martin.
His numbers, I hear you, but his numbers are like kind of unreliable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Frank Gore is going to be the same way.
Yeah. Frank Gore's got to go in because he's lost it this long in his numbers. But I know what you're saying with Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Curtis Martin didn't win anything with the Patriots, and then went to the Jets and had a good career, but they never won anything. It was like empty calories. Is
he
that
was
fair?
Just, but look, I hear it. He had, I'm looking at his numbers now. He led the league in rushing once with the Jets, almost 1,700 yards.
How many times was he All-Pro, Chris?
He was All-Pro is, I think, once. Yeah, once. But he was 5-time Pro Bowl. But check this out. 1,000-yard seasons. Mm-hmm. I get it. He wasn't spectacular. But he lasted long, and it's very few guys that have 10 1,000-yard seasons on their resume, Rob. Very
no
few.
Doubt. Chris, very thanks few. For that call. Let's do Squeeze and Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Carl?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to throw in Vlade Divac and Chris Mullin. And Chris Mullin, I don't even know if he was the best player on his team, much less,
probably wasn't because, I mean, they had Mitch Richmond
But Chris
Tim
Mullin
Hardaway.
Gets it, too, because he was on the Dream Team.
St. John's,
he was a star. He was.
And he had some great years. But that's what I'm saying. And I'm talking about, I was really talking about going even further back than Mullin. But you will see some guys when you look back in the day that'll make you scratch your head. I'll say this about Mullin, though. 6 straight years of 20 or more points a game. And all 5 of those, he was 25 or more. I hear you, but, you know, Golden State, Rob, they hadn't been anything special for a long time. And he and Hardaway and Richmond, you know, run TMC, they kind of rejuvenated. But I get it. That's not a bad call.
Yep. Appreciate it.
All right. Martin Weiss is up next with Trolling or Rolling.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case this is the first time you've heard it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hit a troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, fellas. We're fully in NBA rumor season, but it's so quiet around Kyrie, you could hear a mouse urinating on a Cotton Cowboys hat. It's so much so that there are reports that only the Mavericks are interested in the former All-Star guard services. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, Kyrie needs to leave free agency alone and lock in publicly to the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow. I'm going to troll it.
Oh, man. I get it.
I don't think anybody else is going to really go after him. And the teams that have money to go after him I don't think they're that interested because they don't really fit. You know, they're young and they're rebuilding. But I think that automatically cuts off your leverage. Maybe a team will come after you. Maybe somebody will want to do a sign and trade. So I just think you got to try to keep as much leverage as you have. You can always just re-sign with Dallas, but you want Dallas thinking it's not a done deal. So maybe you get a better offer.
Yeah, I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Chris, what do we talk about all the time? It just takes one.
Yeah,
like that's all it takes to drive the price.
And it could be a bad team, but he can still fake like he might go there.
He can still fake like he might go. I want to get secure for my family. I lost $50 million the last 2 years.
Right.
You know, like, so I would not lock in and commit somewhere where there might be a chance I could get something else.
Yep.
Trolling, rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radios now. NFL players, there are a few of them looking for new homes. Two of the more high-profile ones could be teaming up. Former Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, former Cardinal wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, they've both been active on social media, with Cook going so far to say, quote, it would be epic to team up with Hopkins in a new place. Chris, trolling or rolling, any team in the league would be happy to to have a tandem of Cooks and Hopkins on offense.
I'm going to troll it.
Oh, man. Hey,
it's all, I think both guys are great players, but not every team needs both. Like, if the Browns got involved, we know Deshaun Watson wanted DeAndre Hopkins. They don't need Dalvin Cook. They got Nick Chubb. You know, so I think there are teams out there. Buffalo certainly could use a guy like a Dalvin Cook. But, again, they just added Latavius Murray, who's not Dalvin Cook. But they got a decent staple of backs that'll be fine. I don't think they want DeAndre. But if they went after him, I think it'd be smart to team him with Stephon Diggs. And we know Diggs wants that to happen anyway. So I just don't think every team needs both.
Yeah, I'm with Chris. I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey.
You know, package deals, you know, you might need one, but you don't need both, and you would just be taking them. I don't know why those two would need to be attached to, by the hip, but right. There's just no reason. So I just don't think that teams are looking for both. And, Chris, it's either or Martin, either or usually. I need another receiver or I need a back. But yep. Both? I don't think so.
Trolling and rolling. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Chris Paul, a member yet another blockbuster trade. While we're not sure where he'll be playing next season quite yet, he's sure about one thing. According to him, Chris Paul, that is, Isaiah Thomas played a big role in the Suns deciding to move on from him. The only problem is the former bad boy doesn't work for the Suns officially. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, having Isaiah Thomas as such a trusted basketball advisor for the new team?
I'm a roll with it.
They see me rolling.
Look. Matt, they obviously are good friends. We saw them courtside sitting together at one of the playoff games. I think it was against Denver.
It was against Denver.
Yeah, it was Denver. That was when he got in, right, when he got in the brouhaha with Nikola Jokic. Isaiah is a good basketball mind. I know people look at the Knicks, but look, his draft record with the Knicks was splendid. His coaching tenure with Indiana wasn't bad. Obviously, he was a phenomenal player. So, I'm not going to kill this. I'm all right with Isaiah, you know, advising Matt Ishbia. Matt Ishbia owns the team. He paid, what, billions for him? He can do what he wants.
Yeah, I'm going to troll it from this to troll it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Only from this standpoint, the report came out that Isaiah was going to be in the front office and be an executive. If that's what you want to do, Chris, make it official. Don't have Isaiah like in the cloak of night and he's got a whisper in your ear and you got to act like he's not advising you. Why? You own the team. Isaiah's available to be hired. What's so wrong with hiring Isaiah if you believe he's the guy who can build your championship team? That's what I don't like this whole idea. You remember how he shot it down, right? But they're close.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Chris, you don't think he's advising him?
No, I do think he is.
All right, so make him the GM or the president. That's all I'm saying. Why hide the relationship?
I'm Chris Brew. Chris Rob said, make him an honest man.
Right.
Exactly. Marry him.
Put a ring on.
All right. Great stuff, Martin. We appreciate you, bro. Hey, Martin, when is it? Is it next Monday? Or is it Friday?
Nah, Friday, baby, Friday.
All right,
Friday.
But you got right 3 days to get ready. I'm throwing haymakers. Your boy VJ is laid up right now. Bandages and bruises on him, on his body.
Hey, some people talk out of turn. I'm going to talk you straight, Chris. Just remember that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be all right. Everything going to be good. Don't worry, Rob. I'm not going to Wally Pip you, bro. I got you.
I ain't worried about no Wally Pippen, I'll tell you that. You might Wally
Pippen. You darn
Pippen,
right,
but
you ain't
Wally
Pippen.
It'll be more like Scottie Pippen, you know? And
all right, Martin, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
All right,
we talking more KD next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker wrapping up a Trash Talking Tuesday. And we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Chris, we talked Kevin Durant earlier in his claims about...
I want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Kyrie and Harden
and Russell Westbrook being influential, historically influential players. That's not all KD was saying on Twitter. We'll get to that next. But where were you at, Rob?
I just want to know about Thursday at your club in Brooklyn, 275 Park.
Yep.
Open to we'll the public. If people come in, what's the
tomorrow,
deal?
What was that?
Can people come in to see the show?
Yeah, it's going to be a live studio audience, 275 Park in Brooklyn. That's the address. That's the name of the club, the comedy club. Okay. But it's also the address, 275 Park. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, great.
If you want to be a live studio audience for Rob and myself as we do the iCouple live, you could check it out. Also, that day, instead of taking calls, we will have the studio audience will be able to ask questions or make comments, you know, during the break. During the 20, you know, the break.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So they'll be live, be able to get on the air. So come check us out if you're in the New York area, 275 Park in Brooklyn, Thursday night, 6:30 p.m.
All right. I just wanted to make sure to give people time to go, but that's good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Rob G., tell us what's going on with Kevin Durant.
Well, he's definitely not going to be at Thursday's live Odd Couple show, that's for sure.
KD, come on by.
But in any event, you know, as we mentioned at the top of the show, KD's been responding to a lot of tweets. He's got time on his hands, apparently, now that the NBA season is over. And the Bradley Beal trade is basically official. So he's like, I'm feeling good about myself. So somebody tweeted him, at KDTrey5 on Twitter. Why the heck everyone's saying you ruined teams and need a super team to win a ring? ? And he goes on to add some more stuff. KD's one word response, jealousy.
I don't think so. And now ruined teams. Is anybody saying he ruined teams? Why would anybody say that? I don't think he's ruined any teams. People thought, you know, maybe he ruined basketball for a few years when he was in Golden State because it just, I mean, they were so much better than everybody else. But, I mean, Rob, it's not jealousy. I mean, KD has been on a lot of super teams. I won't even count Oklahoma City because they were so young and Harden left, you know, when he was a youngster. But, Golden State obviously was a super team. Brooklyn obviously was a super team. And now Phoenix is a super team. And the only one he won with was Golden State. So KD, look, his legacy is great. He's a top 20 player all time. Got two championship rings. But I do think the question still is, can he lead a team to a championship? And I kind of think that question is not going to be answered in the positive. He was a great player on Golden State, was their best player, but it wasn't his team. I think that's the whole discussion. I don't think jealousy has anything to do with it, and I think KD knows that. What you got to be jealous of?
Yeah, but that's where we are. Like, if you're not on board, you're jealous, you're a hater, you just like people can't disagree or tell you that's not what it is. Because right. You're not on board. That's just it's the world we live in, right? Like,
yeah.
Like it's always like, oh, well, they got a narrative on me. Oh, you know, this other thing. I mean, I remember the Jalen Rose interview with Ja. Well, you know the narrative they have about. What narrative, Chris?
these are too facts. Young to have a narrative. Did Ja say that?
No, Jalen said that. Oh. You know the narrative that they have. No.
What, did we you play with guns?
Right.
That would be true.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. But it's always like a narrative or like somebody's got something against you or Charles Barkley's just jealous or because he didn't make the money that we made if he criticizes the players or, you know, it's sad that's the reason. No, some people just believe that you, when you won, you did have this super team, a team that had already won a championship, and you added that you're a great player, and that's what made it easy. That's you could disagree with that scenario or that circumstance, Chris, or that way people paint that era of basketball, and you would be wrong. Most people thought that you going to them would like almost be not fair. That's what people thought.
Right. He could have came up with a lot of explanations. Jealousy? Like, I don't understand that at all. Are there people that I guess would love to be in the NBA and make the money he makes? I mean, okay, I guess. Right? I'm not a guess. I mean, yeah, they would. But I don't know. Do you think people are jealous, Rob?
Doesn't have to be jealousy just because they don't like it or they're not with it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part that's crazy to me.
Right. Nah, I get that. But, look, we'll see. I mean, KD, it hasn't gone well for him since he left Golden State. And a lot of it's been injuries, you know. I mean, like I said, he's averaged 34.
Yeah, it's been injuries. It's not like he's just not.
We thought Brooklyn had a shot. They really did, you know, if they had been able to stay healthy. If they had kept those three guys together, including Harden, then who knows what would have happened? Because that was a very good team, and they were playing great basketball. And even the year, Rob, when you know everybody talks about his toe being on the line, man, they had Milwaukee on the ropes, but they just couldn't stay healthy.
Yep.
And
Rob
so,
G, jump
you know,
in.
I thought that was a big problem.
Yeah, this is unrelated to Kevin Durant, but equally as important. Me and Alex want to know when is Chris? Are you paying for the flights out to Brooklyn, or do we build King move? How does that work?
Yeah, how's that work? See,
y'all working from LA, man.
Here's the other question.
Y'all
I don't know if you've thought this through yet, Chris.
I hate to break it to you. Y'all working.
I see how it is.
Hang on. You say that you're going to have a live audience, which is great. They're going to be able to answer questions, which is even better. How exactly going to get them on the air for the radio show, though?
We're working it out.
Okay.
Just like our flights, Rob G.
That's right. Just like our flights.
Hey, look, we're working out the other stuff.
Okay.
Rob's like, this is a great idea. I don't know how it's going to work, but I like it.
They might have to call from Brooklyn.
Right. We'll have a phone there.
We'll have Rob take off his headset and say, here, you talk to Chris.
Right.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Remember, Thursday night live from 275 Park in Brooklyn. Come check the brothers out. We out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.